This is NPR.
Thanks, Rachel. More children from a West Texas polygamous ranch are in state custody. Texas authorities took them based on new information. NPR's Wade Goodwin has more.
For the first 2 weeks, many of the teenage girls of the Fundamentalist Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, who are also mothers, told Texas authorities that they were 19 or 20 years old. Perhaps it was an attempt to shield the men of the polygamous group from potential legal jeopardy. But the state considers any FLDS mothers who were 17 years or younger to be victims of sexual abuse, and as such, they are being allowed to keep their children with them as they move into foster care. That realization has spurred more underage mothers to confess their real age. The number of minors has moved from the original 416 to 437 earlier this week, and with the new revelations by 25 more minor mothers, the state now has custody of 462 children.
NPR's Wade Goodwin reporting. China seems to be feeling the heat over its policy in Tibet. They now say they'll meet with a representative of the Dalai Lama. It's the first meeting since big protests broke out in Tibetan areas. NPR's Louisa Lim is in Shanghai.
This is the first sign that international pressure on China to talk to the Dalai Lama is bearing fruit. The state-run Xinhua news agency cited sources as saying Chinese officials would meet the Dalai Lama's representative in coming days. The statement said it hoped the Dalai Lama would take moves to stop activities aimed at splitting China, inciting violence and sabotaging the Beijing Olympics. The Dalai Lama has denied all of the above. But his spokesman says he has not yet received any official communication from China requesting a meeting. There have been six rounds of talks between the Dalai Lama's representatives and Beijing since 2002, but these broke down last July.
NPR's Louisa Lim reporting. A federal court threw the book at action star Wesley Snipes. He's looking at 3 years in prison for tax crimes. Kevin Allen of member station WUFT has the story.
Prosecutors had requested the maximum 3 years, 1 year for each of Snipes' convictions of willfully failing to file a tax return. The judge agreed, noting how important setting examples could be in tax cases. Defense attorneys had argued for probation, saying Snipes accepted responsibility for his actions. The sentence also came despite supporters attesting to his good character, including letters from fellow actors like Denzel Washington and courtroom testimony from television judge Joe Brown. Brown's quick-witted answers to prosecutors' questions drew applause from the audience and a threat from the judge to empty the courtroom. Snipes appeared stoic and said little during the proceedings. Attorneys for the actor say they do plan an appeal.
Kevin Allen from member station WUFT. That's your news for now. It's always online at npr.org.
This is NPR.
Hey, thanks, Mark.